Cintas is buying UniFirst for $5.5 billion, and the FTC is the only thing standing in the way. The deal was signed on March 10, 2026. Both boards approved it unanimously the next day. The S-4 registration statement is already effective. On May 27, 2026, Cintas filed a Form 425, which means the deal machinery is running and shareholders are being communicated with under federal securities law. The refiling of FTC notifications resets the Hart-Scott-Rodino waiting period, signaling that Cintas is not treating clearance as a formality. Cintas also hired Miller Strategies, a firm with ties to the Trump administration, to navigate the antitrust process, which tells you the company is preparing for a negotiated outcome with possible conditions rather than a clean, unconditional pass. For a portfolio manager holding CTAS or UNF, your only live risk is an FTC block or a consent decree requiring asset divestitures that changes deal economics. Watch for any FTC public statement, second request notice, or court filing. The merger arbitrage spread on UNF is your real-time signal on how the market is pricing that risk. For a private equity allocator focused on industrial or mid-market services, a combined Cintas and UniFirst controls a materially larger share of the North American uniform rental market. Smaller regional competitors become more strategically interesting as the top consolidates. This is a moment to reassess valuations in that segment. If the deal closes with required divestitures, those divested routes and facilities become direct acquisition targets. For a tokenization infrastructure operator or RWA platform builder, a transaction of this scale illustrates the inefficiency of current capital markets plumbing. Settlement, share issuance, and shareholder vote mechanics involve weeks of coordination. Tokenized equity infrastructure on permissioned rails compresses that timeline materially. Watch for an FTC decision or public statement on the merger review. Any consent decree requiring divestitures would change deal value and create secondary acquisition opportunities. A clean approval would compress the arbitrage spread immediately and accelerate the shareholder vote timeline.